Good morning. I'm very glad to be invited to present my study in this section again this year. I like the theme very much. Last year, I presented my findings related to the risk factors of maternal depression. With the first study, I'm interested in the effect of the maternal depression on the development of childhood obesity. So this is a topic I would like to share with all of you today. But firstly, I would thank my co-workers. Dr. Wu also is my advisor. He is now getting treatment of lung cancer in the Vanderbilt University. God bless him. And I welcome my associate Dean Dr. Peckham to attend my presentation. Thank you, all of you. Okay? So in the current study, I would like to describe the prevalence and of the maternal depression and obesity over the childhood through the 2 years old to the grade six. And also I would like to examine the longitudinal association between these two variables. So I'm thinking about whether they have some factors can be some mediators between these two variables. So based on these objectives, I have this hypothesis. Children living with the mothers who have depression are at a higher risk of being overweight and obese. And from some risk factors, for example, low education, low SES, so in a single parent, the family structures will have a higher risk to be obese status. Okay. So now I just briefly review a little bit of the background. But I know everybody knows that maybe better than me. But everybody knows that the lifetime of risk for the depression for the women is about 10% to 25%, and peaks during the childbearing years. They have the range because of some difference between, for example, some population size and the different of the study methods. So they have the range, but generally it's between this range. And the maternal depression become very significant public health issues, but longitudinal studies based on this long-term follow-up is rare. On the other hand, for example, the childhood obesity is also continue increase in recent years, either in adult and in the childhood. We have a lot of data set to support this idea, for example, the enhanced data from the CDC. I'm interested on that the relationship between these two variables. And I want to follow up because this study is rarely studied. Okay? In the common sense, everybody, maybe some layman said that depression is just a common set list, but I said depression is more than set list. Especially the postpartum depression is a very serious medical condition. Can develop sometime in the first few months after childbirth. So I call this title is maternal depression because not only focus on the postpartum depression, but there's also included some later stage of depressions. For example, I'll tell later. Okay. So according to CDC, basically the childhood weight status is divided into the four categories. Compared to adults, we use another method to refine the childhood obesity because there's at least two difference between the gender, the body fat between the boys and the girls, and the body fat at the different ages are considered. Okay, so this is example. If the 10 years boy, they have different BMI score, different percentile score, they can belong to different risk to be the obesity status. This is the formulary. And use this form, you can get exactly what you want. Especially in some practical forms for the obesity intervention, you can use this form, adjustment with the age and the gender. Okay. Okay. So in my study, I use a longitudinal study, use the database from the NICHD, National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. This study is conducted in 1991, and follow up until 15 years old. At the baseline, there's more than 1,000 study sample size. So I choose the assessment of the maternal depression at the first month, 3 years old, and grade one. And obesity status was assessed at 3 years old, grade one, grade three, and grade six. Except this outcome and the exposure variables, I also adjust some confounders, including demographic and maternal characteristics, for example, maternal, marital status, social support, and maternal employment. For the Strutman, I use the CESD, my fielding questionnaire, the Center for Epidemiological Study depression scale to screen in depression, and the cutoff of 16 above will be regarded as a depression in my study. Okay. This is one result from the study. We can find that the prevalence of the depression was the highest at the first month after birth, and decrease and keep the comparatively stable following in the following years until the grade six. This is a basic description of the obesity prevalence. You can see that the prevalence of childhood obesity and overweight increased slightly since the child after birth until grade six. I'm also interested on that whether, because this is a longitudinal study, I'm interested on that whether the change of the maternal suppression from the first month to the grade one will have the impact on the development of childhood obesity. So I use these categories for the later research. We find that the major mothers is belong to they don't have the depression from the first month tier to grade one, and only 5% of these mothers who have the depression over this whole period. Okay. This is basic information about that. We find that the major mothers belong to the whites, and there's no any difference, big difference between the child gender, education. Most of them belong to the below the bachelor degree. Okay, I'm sorry about this. This table is big. Hope you have a good sight. But okay. And from this table, we find that some significant results. For example, maternal depression at the month one is significant associated with the higher risk of childhood obesity and overweight at 3 years old and grade six. And also the maternal depression at the grade one is significantly associated with the higher risk of childhood overweight and obesity at grade six. So I want to use the BMI percentile score to test this hypothesis again. We find a similar readout. Okay? I marked it with the yellow color. So in this table, we find out in the grade one and the grade six, the mothers have the depression at this all of these three time points, they will have the higher score, the mean score of the BMI percentile with the significance. Now I use the advanced method to test my hypothesis. Firstly, I use the linear regression with the adjustment of several confounders. I find that some major findings is in this table and this table. I mark it with the red color. I find that the children living with mothers who were blacks compared to the whites below bachelor degree compared to the above bachelor degree had a higher risk of being overweight and obese at children grade six. Children who have heavier birth weight are at a higher risk to be the obese from the 3 years old to the grade three. The social support had a negative association with the weight status at all assessment time points. I use multiple logistic regression to conduct the same process again. And I find that in In this table, children living with mothers who had a persistent depression at all time points had a higher risk of for the overweight and obese at children grade 6. I also marked with the red color. Okay. So the following slide is for that. Maybe it's not clearly understanding my word, and you can see this my word I put in here. I just quickly let you have to see. Okay. All right, I talk about some strengths of my study is a large sample. I just talk about that. It's a very large sample size, and the follow-up is longitudinal study, so it has a good external validity. And also, we can evaluate different time points during the child rearing. And also, we provide a description of the dynamic process of the maternal depression, and we can at the same time to evaluate the change of the depression, the patterns. Also, some we have some limitations. Everybody asks me the data is maybe collected very, very early, but I mean, if you want to test the maternal depression, and for example, some children grow up. And at that time, maybe 10 years old, at that period is the triple time, is we call the epidemic obesity time. So I think it's also significant. And the people may be highly sensitive to the questionnaire because this is self-reporting questionnaire, so there's bias. And also, they have some important variables such as treatment. We are not concerned about that because we don't have that information. And CSD is just screening tours. It's not a clinical diagnostic tours. So we should consider about this point. All right, thank you very much. I will answer your question later. Thank you.